19.
So, notice this number here,
Jimmy said. He leaned forward and touched the computer monitor with his index finger. He was sitting in the office Philip and Britt the Elder had inhabited, at the workstation Philip had used to sift through the Atlantis magic logs. Britt the Elder and Britt the Much Elder flanked Jimmy in rolling office chairs, watching over his shoulders in rapt attention as he walked them through Britt the Elder's own file entry. Philip stood at the opposite end of the room, peering out through the blinds in the window, trying not to listen to the sound of Jimmy explaining, or the Brits being nice to him.
When I hit refresh, notice how that number goes up. Every time I hit refresh, it goes up some more.
Is it counting refreshes somehow? Britt the Much Elder asked.
I wondered that too, but if I wait a while between refreshes, it doesn't just go up one or two counts. Over time, I figured out that this number progresses at a steady rate, whether I'm looking at it or not.
Britt the Elder said, like a clock.
Exactly like a clock.
Philip looked out at the parking lot. He could see a nondescript dark blue four-door with the figures of two men in the front seat barely visible through the foggy windshield.
Seems like the nice thing to do would have been to give Miller and Murphy a few days off while Jimmy's in your custody.
Britt the Much Elder said, yeah, probably. But Miller's a real pain in the butt, and Murphy enables him. At least I let them take a flight out here. I could have made them drive out from Reno. Britt the Elder cleared her throat.
You were saying, Jimmy?
Yes, of course. So, you've got this number that acts like a clock. Keep that in mind. Now we're going to scroll down to another spot in your file entry.
Philip continued peering out the window. He didn't find the parking lot of a federal building in Sacramento particularly interesting, but he found what was going on in the room interesting to the point of horrified fascination, in much the same way a condemned man finds the topic of capital punishment interesting. He was desperate to think about anything else, and the window was his only refuge. Jimmy continued.
Now here you'll see a call-out. The code is sending some piece of information to another part of the program. That's nothing strange. A person's file is full of them. The file's nothing but a data store, after all. A silo where they hold all the facts, figures, and describable parameters that make you, you, and not someone else. But this call-out is different. Do you see how?
Britt the Elder said, it's not calling out to the program. It's calling out to another part of the file. Philip said,
I just feel bad for them, Miller and Murphy, sitting in that car, watching the building with nobody but each other for company. From what I've heard, they aren't very good company.
Actually, they can be a lot of fun, Jimmy said. And don't feel too bad. They're happier when they can keep an eye on me. Well, I don't think happier is the word, really.
More comfortable, Britt the Much Elder offered.
No, that's not it either. But they're definitely less happy and less comfortable when they're not watching me. It's like the unhappiness of watching me makes them happier. There isn't really a word for that.
I bet the Germans have one.
Yeah, Jimmy said. In specific nightclubs where you can go to feel it.
Britt the Elder had taken little notice and no joy in the conversation, both quite deliberately.
Can we please get back to business?
Of course, Jimmy said. If we go to the portion of the file it specifies, you'll see that it's in the middle of this weird sea of numbers, commas, and colons. We never really paid that much attention to it because nobody had any idea what it was or how to find out. But if you go to the exact point your file entry specified, you'll see it's made up of a long chain of three number sets. I figure the middle number in each set is the address of a location in some other file, one we haven't found, and frankly, I don't think we should look for it. The first and last numbers, though, they match the formatting exactly of the number I just showed you.
It's a timestamp, Britt the Elder said.
I believe so. I believe that we're looking at the filing information for your long-term memories. The first and last numbers show the beginning and end points of the experience you'll remember, and the middle number is its name or location or some such.
Britt the Much Elder said, a set of numbers was just added to the list. Jimmy said, yep.
Who knows? That could be you storing away the moment you realized how your long-term memory works. A fairly memorable experience, I'd say.
Philip said,
this is just wrong.
Hey, I'm with you, Philip. I didn't even want to show you all this. I don't like that I know it myself. But all I'm doing is sharing the knowledge, Jimmy replied.
What? No, not that. It's not right that we're treating Miller and Murphy this way. They're just doing their jobs. We should send them a pizza or something.
No, Britt, the much elder, said. They'd only take it as taunting. It'd just make them angry.
Everything makes Miller angry,
Jimmy muttered. Britt, the much elder, laughed. True enough. No, Philip, you're sweet, but it's best just to leave them be. They're professionals, and they volunteered for this duty. Jimmy smiled.
Besides, if they're hungry, they can just eat the banana that's in their tailpipe.
Britt the much elder looked aghast.
Still?
The macrophallism, not the car they had in Reno. Until I make it stop, every car Miller attempts to drive for the rest of his days will have a foggy windshield and a banana in its tailpipe, and the car will stall even though the banana trick doesn't work.
Britt the much elder laughed again and hit Jimmy on the shoulder playfully. You're so bad!
Philip and Britt the elder both scowled at them, but for different reasons. Philip didn't know what he liked less, being called sweet, the sight of Britt, any Britt, laughing at Jimmy's jokes, or the prospect of Britt the elder tinkering with her own long-term memories. Britt the elder was just impatient to get back to work.
So what happens if you delete one of the entries?
I don't know, Jimmy said.
What do you mean, you don't know?
I never tried. Or at least if I did, I must erase the memory of me trying.
Britt the much elder laughed. Philip did not.
Seriously, Jimmy said, I wouldn't touch any of these numbers with a 10-foot pole. No way, no how. Too dangerous.
I don't see where we have another option.
And I don't see where this is an option to begin with. Britt, I only agreed to show this to you because I figured you'd see how vague and uncertain it is and you'd decide to try something else.
Britt the elder shook her head.
There is nothing else to try. It's this or do nothing.
Britt the much elder put a hand on Britt the elder's shoulder, but she squirmed out from under it immediately.
Don't touch me.
Britt the much elder said, I'm just trying to calm you down.
Don't touch me because you're me. I won't even be in the same room with Britt the younger for fear of a world-ending glitch. I came to you without thinking, and I've kept you involved because it didn't seem to hurt anything, but we shouldn't press our luck. And in case you all need a reminder, that's what we're talking about, trying to prevent the entire known universe from blinking out and being replaced with a bong noise and a little drawing of an old-timey bomb.
Jimmy squinted and cocked his head to the side. Philip said,
She uses an original Mac.
Jimmy nodded.
What do you suggest?
Britt the much elder asked. That we just start erasing numbers willy-nilly to see how it affects you and by extension me? Britt the elder rolled her eyes.
No, obviously not. We would carefully analyze the situation, handpick certain specific numbers of interest, then copy and delete them in a sober, cautious manner and see how it affects us.
Philip shut his eyes so hard it almost hurt.
It's tempting to try it just to make you forget that Jimmy ever told you about this.
Britt the elder said, Listen. The problem started when my and Britt the Younger's memories diverged, right? Her memories seem to match reality, mine don't. I think the most logical course of action, given what we've learned from Jimmy, is to find my memories that are different from hers and swap them out.
Jimmy pushed back from the keyboard. I'm sorry, everyone. Britt's problem's worse than we thought. In addition to her other memory issues, she seems to have forgotten what logic is. Look, Britt. I understand that you're under a lot of stress here, but we don't know nearly enough about any of this to even consider erasing any of these numbers. Even if we're right and these are long-term memories, and we don't know how they interact with the rest of your cognitive processes. Any number of vital subroutines could refer back to these memories on a regular basis. Anything you learn probably needs to refer back to this. Language use, pattern recognition, emotional responses to given situations or people. It's all tied into memory. So, no. I'm not going to be a party to changing any of this stuff unless we do a lot of careful testing first.
Damn right!
Philip shouted. Britt the elder glared at Philip.
You realize you're siding with Jimmy, your worst enemy, over me?
Jimmy said, I'd rather you called me his greatest enemy instead of his worst. Worst implies low quality. You could argue that Gary's his worst enemy.
Philip said,
Gary's my friend.
Which shows how bad at being an enemy he really is.
Britt the much elder said, Jimmy, now's not the time. Philip, there's no need to yell. And Britt,
Philip's not siding with Jimmy. Philip and I are siding with Jimmy. Without careful testing, it's just way too dangerous to even consider changing any of those numbers.
You're all being silly. Think about it,
Britt the Elder pointed at Britt the Much Elder.
You're here, you're fine, and you're me in the future. The fact that you exist is all the testing we need. You prove that what I plan to do must work, or else you wouldn't be here.
Britt the Much Elder said, no, that runs counter to the reasoning you used to get me involved in this mess to begin with. You're glitching out. You're part of the program. Thus, the program is glitching out, which means that me being here proves nothing and all bets are off. You're only trying to use me as proof because you want to mess with your coat and you're looking for an excuse.
Yeah, Philip agreed. Or she's not you, just a kind of placeholder copy of you the program created for you to interact with, and your fate isn't tied to hers, just like I've said all along.
No, Britt the Much Elder said. That's even more stupid. I guess it could be argued that my existence might prove that at some point somebody will do something to fix the glitch and it will work. That doesn't mean that it's you, Britt, or that it's your idea, or involves Jimmy's idea at all.
Hey, Jimmy said, none of this was my idea. I want that clear. I had no idea.
Philip said,
I'll vouch for that.
Britt the Elder thought for several seconds. When she finally broke her silence, she spoke slowly and quietly, giving the same sense of a barely contained catastrophe as a profoundly drunk person driving 10 miles per hour under the speed limit in a ruler straight line.
Okay. You all said we'd need lots of careful testing before you'd feel comfortable proceeding. What exactly would this careful testing look like?
Philip said,
we could test on animals. I wouldn't feel great about it, but we get, I don't know, an elephant or something. Something well known for its memory, and mess with its injury.
Jimmy pointed at Philip with both hands.
Top man, I like it. Not only could we experiment with the animal's memory, but we could try to replicate the glitch to begin with. Not with the elephant, but like a rat or something. If we can replicate the problem, maybe we can come up with a better solution than memory replacement. Normally, I'm not a fan of animal experimentation, but this is to save the entire world.
Philip said,
not a fan of animal experimentation. You experimented on the code of hundreds of people.
Yeah, and I saw the consequences of my actions and learned my lesson.
Britt the Elder stood up. Wait a minute. How long do you think all of this experimenting will take? She pointed at her thigh.
Need I remind you that our time is limited? I'd have already spent a few years fixing this myself, then come back in time to give myself the antidote without bothering all of you if I didn't have a ticking time bomb working its way up my legs.
Britt the Much Elder said, we could put you in slow time, like you did to Philip to bring him here. That'd give us years to come up with a fix.
While I stand there like a statue, waiting for you three to figure out a way to save me? No thanks.
Philip said,
look, we're all kinds of worked up. I think we should knock off for the day. We'll all go sleep on it, come back tomorrow, and hopefully one of us will have thought of something we can all agree to, okay?
Jimmy said,
fine by me.
Britt the Much Elder nodded.
Britt, fine, Britt the Elder said, and disappeared.
Jimmy swiveled his desk chair to face Britt the Much Elder.
I assume that if she comes back tomorrow and still wants to run experiments on her own memory, we're going to put her in slow time against her will?
Britt the Much Elder said, absolutely. Philip wanted to argue against the idea, but the best reason not to do it he could come up with was,
she won't like that.
Britt the Much Elder shrugged. No, but it's the right thing and she'll see that in time. If the roles were reversed, she'd do the same to Britt the Younger in a heartbeat.
Yes,
Philip agreed.
And Britt the Younger would be furious at her for it.
Britt the Much Elder said, yes, and they'd both be in the right.